Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 276. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 276. The Word of God is given me to speak. What is the Word of God? Quote, "My Son is pure and holy as myself," end quote. I'm going to repeat that quote. It says, "My Son is pure and holy as myself." And thus did God become the Father of the Son he loves. For thus was he created. This, the Word his Son did not create with him, because in this his Son was born. Let us accept his fatherhood, and all is given us. Deny we were created in his love, and we deny our true self. To be unsure of who we are or who our Father is, and for what purpose we have come. And yet we need only to acknowledge Him who gave His Word to us in our creation, to remember Him and so recall ourselves. Father, your word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all my brothers, who are given me to cherish as my own, as I am loved and blessed and saved by you. The Word of God is given me to speak. As I contemplate this lesson, I go back to the first couple lines where it says, "What is the Word of God?" It's a question being asked. What is the Word of God? If I am given the Word of God to speak, then what is the Word of God? And the next quote is the Word of God. My Son is pure and holy as myself. The Word of God is, my Son is pure and holy as myself. And in the moment that God spoke the word was when we were created. we were created by the Word of God. My Son is pure and holy as myself. The prayer that Jesus gives us in the second paragraph. It is, Father, your word is mine. Your word, I am created by your word. And it is this that I would speak to all my brothers. The truth of who I am is what I would speak to all my brothers. Speaking through my actions, through my thoughts, through my words, and through my deeds. The prayer goes on to say that my brothers are given me to cherish as my own. And as I cherish my brothers, I am loved and blessed and saved by you. The Word of God is given me to speak. In my creation, as the Son of God, I am given the words to speak. God's Son is pure and holy as he is. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remember the Word of God, to remember the truth of who I am. And the power of I am. The love of I am. Help me today to remember to speak only the Word of God, the truth of what I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, sinking into a quiet, comfortable position. Allowing ourselves to sink into a relaxed position. Starting to turn inwards, letting go of all of the world around us, the worries, the obligations, the rules, letting that all go just for these next few minutes. There's no place to go, nothing to do. Just being here in this quiet, comfortable space. This is a meditation from the Circle of Atonement. Remember a time when you had a loving thought towards another person. Some sense of gratitude or appreciation. Some little upwelling of genuine love. Now imagine this thought flowing from your mind directly into this other person's mind. There is no boundary between the mind. The body is only an illusion of a boundary. So see this thought bringing instant gladness to your brother because your minds are the same. Now see this thought of love and joy keep extending. Right behind your brother, there are 1,000 minds into which this thought extends. See it going into all those minds, bringing them joy. Then behind each one of those minds are 1,000 more. See it going into all of those minds, bringing every one of them joy and gladness. Now see the Holy Spirit take this thought and join to it all the power of God. See Him carry it around this aching world where pain and misery appear to rule. See Him shine it into every single mind that is open to this thought. See it shine into the mind of a housewife in India. A starving child in Ethiopia. A gang member in Los Angeles. A dying woman in China. See it bringing gladness to every one of them. Realize that this is going on countless times all over the world. And every time someone accepts this thought as their own, it increases in healing power. thus will your thought be multiplied 1,000-fold and tens of thousands more. And when it is returned to you, it will surpass in might your little thought, as much as does the radiance of the sun outside outshine a firefly. The steady brilliance of this light remains and leads you out of darkness, nor will you be able to forget the way again. Thank you for joining with me today and giving the word of God. My son is pure and holy as myself. Namaste.